Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke chapter 9. And you read from verse 1 to verse 17. The title of the message of this night is A Church and Ministry at Jesus' Expectation. A church and ministry that Jesus would expect to see on earth. We read Luke chapter 9 verse 1 to verse 17. Say, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves, nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have 2 coats apiece. And whatsoever house you enter into, there abide, and thence depart. And whoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed, because it was said of some that John was risen from the dead, and of some that Elias had appeared, and of others that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, John have I beheaded, but who is this, or of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. And the apostles, when they were returned, told them all that they had done. And he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God, and healed them that had need of healing. And when the day began to wear away, they came, the 12, and said unto him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about, and lodge, and get victuals, for we are here in a deserted place. But he said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all these people. For they were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, make them sit down by 50s in a company. And they did so, and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them, and brake, and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat, and were all filled. And there was taken up of fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. Let's pray. God, thank you. We bless you. We magnify you, Lord. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word to us that you sent tonight to teach us your ways and to guide us of the things that you want your church to do. Lord, there are things you expect from us to see in our church, in our ministry and service. Lord, let your word come through. I pray for revival. I pray for everyone who is here and those who are beyond the walls, those who are coming to hear the message, all the congregation, the pastors and the workers, O God, whom you called to serve you in this ministry, I pray they will raise up the standard of service and come to your expectation. I pray in the name of Jesus for miracles, for healing, for people to be saved, people to be helped with your word, O God. I pray for workers to be raised up to serve you wholeheartedly. O God, anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If we read the book of Luke, and before we read chapter 9, we can see that the Lord had done a run of miracles in chapter 7 and 8. He had healed the servant of the centurion, and he had also raised up a dead man, a son of a widow. He was the only son she has. He was dead and he raised him from the dead. In chapter 8, we find the Lord healing a woman who has issue of blood. And he also raised up the daughter of Jairus from dead. And what we find here in chapter 9, it is not the Lord who is doing miracles, but his disciples are the one to do the work of God. Because the Lord, he is a one person. He cannot move to all the places at a one time. But his disciples and his apostles, that they were with him, he said that the 12 disciples, they were with him, they have seen everything. And now the Lord here called them together and gave them power and gave them authority over the devil, over the devils and demons. And he gave them also authority to cure diseases. And here, it is our responsibility as a church to do the work of God. It's not the responsibility of one person, the pastor or the leader, but everyone who is saved by the blood of Jesus and he is marked by the seal of the Holy Spirit, he is responsible to do the work of God. We receive the Holy Spirit not for our enjoyment, but we receive the Holy Spirit in order that we will serve God. And that is why God gave us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not that we will enjoy a lovely and peaceful life, but we are not willing to be engaged in the mission mandate of the Lord and what He wants us to reach. See here, when they were, you know, commissioned, and we are commissioned by the Lord to reach the lost, you know, in verse 2 he says that he sent them to preach the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not only about salvation, but about rules, statutes, precepts, and the law of God. You know, we speak about any kingdom. Any kingdom has word and has rules that people should follow. He sent them to preach and to teach, and he sent them also to heal. So we need to move with a confidence with what we are commissioned of. You know, when we read verse 3, what the Lord say, he say to them, and he said unto them, take nothing for your journey. Neither staves nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. Now, when we read this, does not mean the Lord does not want us to be ready and prepared with material things. We know very well material things is needed for the mission and for the ministry. But He wants to make it a point to them that what you have of the Word of God is more valuable than what you have of material things. And also he wants to tell them that don't use material things to please the people. When he say, don't take with you staves. You know, staves is a stick or staff that they use it for walking. And when you walk a long distance, you will feel tired. And when you get feeling tired, if you have a stick with you, it will help you to walk. He say, even if you don't have a stick, but you must trust God, that you will be able to reach the places that you will not think that your body or your feet can carry you to that place. He was building on them faith in God, that they should move on if we receive commission from the Lord. We don't move because we have material things or our body is healthy or because of we have money. No, because we have the commission, we have the word of God, and we go knowing what we are going to do in that place. I have seen many people, when they accepted the call of God, they are healed. When they are willing to move and follow the instruction by faith, they become well and they get recovered. He told them, don't take stairs, we explain it. No scrib. Scrib is a bag. Yeah? When we travel, we carry bags so that we carry our things. That is good. That is correct. But the Lord told him, you go without it, even don't rely on carrying things with your hand. He was building on them the faith on him, that they should not see themselves, they lack things, since they have Christ in their life. That does not mean that we should not think or prepare well. God honor good preparation. And one of the good preparation is faith. And I understand when I say, when the word faith is obedience to God's command. Obedience to the voice of the Holy Spirit. When we hear the voice, we need to trust God that He will be there with us in handling the people and handling the issues of life. Neither bread. You say that you will find food when you are hungry. It's all about faith. But that does not mean, again, that we'll be careless, not preparing material things. Neither money. Neither have two coats apiece. He is telling them, don't think to take more clothes so that you may need it. Just move and you will be well provided as you by God. Again, the Lord is not meaning here, don't take things with you, but don't rely on the things to please the people. You know, in some places he say, go on sandals, not shoes. You know, sometimes when we go to people, we want to present ourselves in a way they like it. In the way how they will look to us, we need to wear nice and we need to carry things nice. And some of us, we carry gifts to before we preach the gospel. But in this behavior and attitude, we devalue the word of God that the Lord given us. You know, I was hitting here what? He was hitting there pride and ego. He was hitting there pride and ego, that they cannot move unless certain things they will take with them, so that the other side, when they see them, they will be impressed. I have seen people, they cannot move and go to meet people unless they have gift in their hands. But the best gift we present to the people is the word of God. Just our movement, it means a lot in the spiritual realm and in the spiritual reality. what he told them, he gives them authority to over the devils. Devils and demons, maybe we can't see them by our eyes, but they are there above. And once we move to that place, we create disturbance. The Bible say here in verse, in verse 6, he say, and they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. So the 12 of them, they moved preaching the word of God. They went through the towns, 12 people. Everyone get direction. And they do the ministry. So they were able to cover certain towns and villages. See how the impact of every one of us, those who are here and those who are listening, we have contact and we have people and we have authority, we have the word of God. Besides that, we have a lot of material, things. And we need to move to preach the gospel. The material things would help us. But let us trust God with the word of God that he gives to us. That people, they need his word to be healed, to get delivered, to know the rules and the statute and the discipline of the kingdom of God. In verse 4, and whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide, and thence depart. He told them, when you go move, you go and enter into houses, not hotel. You know, that is the most difficult part of it. He told them, go and enter a house. He was really want them to confront the people. Yes, the gospel should be reach homes and houses where the private life or personal life being exposed and hit with the word of God when there's sin. That is the very thing that the church is not doing today. That is the very thing that we are not doing today. We are failing to reach houses and homes. Where there is the sin is there, you will find the big TV. You will find the naughtiness of the children. You will find also the wasting of resources. And all the real issues of the families, you will find it in the house. He said, you go and go enter whatever so house, there abide, and thence depart. Stay there, teach with authority, rebuke, correct. And you go there, you know what he told them? You go without bread. It is not about that. Be careless about your need. But you need to be overcoming your emotion and feeling about what the people think about you, of how I will going to speak to them, or I will tell them what God has sent me. Like the servant of Abraham, they brought the food to him. He told them, before I will eat, I will tell you what for I came. How much more we who are filled with the Holy Spirit, how much we can speak directly the word of God. Confrontation in houses, in halls, and public meetings, there's no problem faced. But when we reach houses and families, we speak face to face to the point. Christ wants his disciples to be bold, directed to the point. What the people sin, that is their sickness, and that is their ruin. And God sent us to help the people to come back to him. And he told them, so stay there, eat and drink, revived by that place. Again, the Lord is not meaning here that you take advantage of the people, no. But be willing to be criticized, be willing to overcome your emotions and feelings, be willing to adjust with the way they live, be willing to be associated with them, be willing to speak the truth, even they will get upset of you. In verse 5, so there is no compromises. They must know that the word of God that you carry to them is more valuable than the material things that they would share with you. In verse 5 you say, and whoever will not receive you, when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. What you say here, that you have to proclaim God's judgment upon those who does not like to receive you and receive the word of God and receive the message that God has sent through you to them. And the shaking of the dust from your feet is the testimony that when the God's judgment will come, the dust that you had shaken from your feet, it testified that you had reached them with the word of God, and their blood will be on their own neck. Verse 7. A church and a ministry at Jesus' expectation. Nowadays, people go and speak not to the point. They know the sin, but no one is willing to confront. But Jesus told them, go sit down and abide. Tell the truth. If they accept, continue there. If they will not, shake the dust of your feet. Declare to them the judgment of God. In verse 7, now he wrote the tetrarch head of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed because that it was said of some that John was risen from the dead. You see here, when the 12 they moved, you know, when the Lord was moving alone with his disciples, Herod the tetrarch was not shaken. But now when the 12 apostles they moved, surely they have reached more people. And here you see that Herod was perplexed. Herod was shaken. Even the people, they say that John was raised from the dead. You know, when the 12 of them, they move, they disturb more of the power of darkness. They heal more people. They cast out more demons than one person, if you would do it alone. Because the Lord has given them authority to go and do it. You know, they did not reach Herod. They did not reach him or speak to him. But with what they did, see here that, you see, when Herod heard of all that was done by him, as if Jesus was moving, but actually Jesus was not moving. Jesus was staying in the place, sent his apostles, and he was waiting for them to come. But what they did, when it came to Herod, he thought that the Lord was doing that. That was not the Lord, it was his apostle. And the size of what they did, make the people thinking that John the Baptist was raised from the dead. And some of them, they say, you know, it is Elias, it is Elijah that was taken by the Lord, by By terrors here, when we move to preach the gospel, there's more miracle. And the people, they are thinking that God is doing something new. Yes, God will do new things in our life when we obey Him and when we move with the message that God gives us. And some of them, they say is that one of the old prophets was risen again. You know, John the Baptist, why John the Baptist, they need to be raised from the dead? And why one of the prophets need to be raised from the dead? Why this come to the mind of the people? John the Baptist was beheaded by Herod. And everyone knows that he was the prophet of God. They think that God is moving to judge the death of his saints. And that is, you know, when we move to preach the gospel, you are not aware. But those who are doing sin or who are hiding behind their sin, they are condemned from inside with the sin. They are convicted. Some of them, they were even being convinced, you are not aware of. The disciples, they were not aware that Herod and sure the men with him, they were shaken when the people say, John raised from the dead. And he confessed. He say, and Herod say, John have I beheaded, but who is this? He was shaken. John, when he came, did not do any miracle. He say, how I can manage with this man? He's doing miracle. He was convicted with his sin, that is indirectly. But he was not willing to repent. When we move and there is miracle and driving out demons, people will come to the salvation of God. And that's the value of us, to go and visit, go and move around, go and travel. Whenever we hear the voice of God, we need to do the mission work. He say, but who is this of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. He desired to see the Lord. The point here, why he did not go and he saw the Lord? The Lord was not far away from him. But again, it's about his sin. He would think, if I will go to see the Lord, John the Baptist, he did not do miracle and he rebuked me. How much more this man, Jesus Christ, if I will go to him, what is going to tell me, and I am still keeping my adulterous wife living with me. We don't know sometimes. When we move influential, rich people, they might repent. They might rebel. They might be convicted. The point here, whatever their response, we are accountable to obey what He expects from us. If the 12 disciples would not move, Herod would not be perplexed. If we would not move, devil will be staying happy with what is going on, and we need to obey the Lord and move on. And verse 10, and the apostles, when they were returned, told them all that they had done. And that's the importance of their reporting. When they came back, they told them everything that taken place. We need to tell everything what had taken place. Reporting is very important. If there is something went wrong, they should tell him or no. Yes, they need to inform their leader. We need to come back when we are sent to mission and report everything so that next step also will be prepared and we can see what we need to do. If you will not report, if you will not speak the truth of what was going on, then the Lord's voice will not be clear to us of what we need to do the next step. And say also in verse 10, and he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. After they came back and after they had reported to the Lord took them to a place solitary to rest. And after every mission and work, the Lord will give us some sort of rest. It may be short, but it will be enough for our physical body. Some people, they are not willing to move, to get tired, because they feel that they need rest, as if God does not know your need. When you move and obey God, you will have good health, and you will have also the rest that you need. He took them to a private place for discussion, for rest, physical rest, and also for speaking things important again to impart to them and impact to them the things that they need to know. And in verse 11, and the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had been need of healing. Again here, even they are coming back, it is their rest time, it is their private time with the Lord. But when the crowd came, the Lord Jesus thought, we learn from him now that he received them. And that's what we need to do. We should have welcome attitude to receive the new people or the crowd who want to come to the Lord. There's a time that we need to go to them, and there's a time they are coming to us. So we need to receive them, and we need to speak to them about the kingdom of God. Again, teaching. We say that he spoke to them about the kingdom of God. He spoke about the word of God, the rules, the precepts, the commands, and what is required of them. Besides that, he imparted to them healing, to those who need healing. Those who are sick, having sicknesses, the Lord healed them. There are two things about healing. Sometimes sicknesses bring you into a spiritual healing, bring you to repentance. And that is good way that the Lord allow certain time for our physical infirmities to make us aware that we need to go back to him to be healed and to be refreshed. And certain time the Lord would heal us because to make our life easier so that we can serve him in a better way. Verse 12, and when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about, and lodge and get victual, for we are here in a desert place. Now, the mind of disciples, it is correct. They need to feed their people, and they don't have. So they went to the Lord, they spoke to him, they gave him the suggestion that if we can send the people away so that they can rest and they can eat. But here the Lord, since the people came to him and stayed with him longer to hear the word of God, the Lord told them, you give them to eat. Here the point that we want to understand, that the more you go to the Lord and stay with him, he will not send you away hungry or empty. Amen? It is a principle that we need to learn. If we are coming to God, if we give to God, if we serve God and be after him, he will not leave us and send us away empty. But he will heal us, he will give us his word, he will give us our physical needs. And they told him, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fish, except we should go and buy meat for all these people. The disciples, they have a little amount of food, but they were willing to share, but it is not enough. The Lord wants us to trust Him and to continue to be willing to share, even if we have a less resources. For they were about 5,000 men, and He said to His disciples, make them sit down by 50s in a company. Why? He asked them to sit down by 50s. That is the way how the distribution will be in a better way. We should have some government, how the blessing of God, we can give it and we can distribute it. There were 12 disciples and they were around 5,000 men. So how many 5,000 men? And he told them, you let them sit down in a group of 50. So how many group? 100 group. And he have 12. He have 12 disciples. He have 12 apostles. Every apostle will be responsible on one group, maybe. 12 apostles. So there is some sort of administration. The Lord always creates some sort of administration so that the service would be in a better way. Verse 15, and they did so and made them all sit down. That is Luke 9, verse 15. Then he took the 5 loaves, whatever less we have, as we are willing to share. We put it in the hand of the Lord. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes and looking up to heaven. We need to learn always to look up to heaven. Looking up to heaven, acknowledging that all what we had received from heaven. And we put it in the hand of the Lord. He blessed it. Then, that's why we pray for whatever we have in our hand. We pray and we bless it through prayer and break and give to the disciples to sit before the multitude. An act of faith that even what we have less, with the grace of God, will be multiplied, will be enough to the crowd, to the people that God had a place with us, in our midst, or around us. And they did it, and we were all filled, and there was taken up of fragments that remained to them in 12 baskets. We learn also, God wants us to be a good steward. You see, the same God who told them, don't take bread with you, in verse 3, the same Lord, He told them, gather the 12 baskets of the fragments. So here, what we learn, that God wants us to have principles. We should trust His word, trust Him, not what we have. But He still requires of us to be good stewards. We should go and confront the people with the message, not with gifts, not with a nasty cloth, and we try to impress them of our external physical appearance. No. The Word of God that the Lord gives to us and the authority to impart healing and driving out demons. And the message that we carry had a great impact. Not only impact, but that's what the people around us need. And we as a church we should move. And go to the expectation that the Lord will expect from us the fruit that He wants from us to bring to Him. Let's all stand. Lord, we thank You. Thank You, Lord, for Your word that You give to us. I pray that we will apply it. I pray for revival, to trust in You with the less resources that You give us, that You not be ashamed of people and try to cover it up with some material things. Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit will work in each and everyone's personality and emotion and attitude to be changed, to be a people who fear God, people who fully trust Your word, to have faith on You, Lord, as we move, that You will work on our behalf. You will do miracles. The Holy Spirit will help us and meet all our needs. I pray that we'll be people of prayers, people who trust Your promises. We thank You, Lord. We thank You for the cross of God. Thank You for the price You paid. Everything, oh God, we have is from You. That's why we look to heaven and we bless what You give us, and we break and we give. And I pray Your blessing tonight will flow from Your church to the disciples, oh God, to the workers, to the congregation, to the crowd around us, to the whole world, in the name of Jesus. We thank You, Lord. We bless You.
Thank You for the cross, Lord.
Yes, oh God.
Thank You for the cross.
Increase our faith, oh Lord.
For the day of peace.
your hand and heal people and do miracles in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. They may believe, O God. I pray, O God, people get delivered from demons, spirit of sickness, infirmities, deaf and mute spirits, spirit of paralysis, out, I rebuke, spirit of cancer and cancer, I rebuke, I cast out, in the name of Jesus, spirit of smoking, spirit of drinking, and drug addiction, I rebuke, out, I cast out, in the name of Jesus, spirit of lust and adultery, spirit of murder, out, in the name of Jesus. We cast out the spirit of injustice, the spirit of incorruption, the spirit of antichrist and anti-mercy. We break it right now in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer, O God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. I pray that as we move forward with your word, O God, I pray, empower us. Oh Lord, I pray that everyone who is wicked will be perplexed with your word, leading them, oh God, to repentance in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bless us. Bless us indeed, Lord, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.